CLTV's afternoon edition presented by Manka Ambe First, the Morning Point. Officers and non-commissioned officers, soldiers of the rank and file, as well as civilian personnel of the Ministry of Defence are today receiving new epaulets and medals for their meritorious services to the nation. A little over 7,800,000 Cameroonians have so far registered on the electoral rolls with the board chair of ILECAM prescribing collective effort to woo more potential voters. An open day is underway in Yaoundé to launch activities that will mark the 50th anniversary of the National Bilingual Daily Cameroon Tribune. And in sports, the center, Littoral, South and North regions are still to qualify for the 2024 National Interpols, while the six other regions have already secured their tickets. Now the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. The bill to lay down forestry and wildlife regulations has been scrutinized by members of the National Assembly in a plenary sitting chaired by Deputy Speaker Honorable Mary Muyali Maboka. Forestry and Wildlife Minister Jude Redondo is giving explanations to questions by MPs on a number of concerns relating to forestry and wildlife management in the country. Another bill to authorize the President of the Republic ratified the bilateral air services agreement between Cameroon and South Africa will equally be defended in a plenary by transport boss Jean-Ernest Masséna Ngale Bibehe. And this communique, the clerk of the National Assembly hereby informs invitees to the 4th Congress of Parliament convened to administer the oath of office to Madame Are Florence Rita, who was appointed member of the Constitutional Council through a decree of the President of the Republic, that the latest time of arrival to the solemn oath-taking ceremony, which will take place in the inaugural hall of the Yaoundé Conference Centre, is 10:15 a.m. prompt. And this communique has been signed by Essien André Noël, the clerk of the National Assembly. The minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense, Joseph Beti Asomo, has presided at a ceremony to award medals to military personnel and civilians following separate presidential decrees on account of May 2024 celebrations. The ceremony at the military headquarters brigade in Yaoundé also saw the award of medals to officers, non-commissioned officers, and soldiers of the rank and file. Present at the event were several members of government and members of the diplomatic corps, including the Grand Chancellor of the National Orders, Sir Philemon Yang. Civilian personnel of the Ministry of Defense were also decorated with labor medals. The Director General of the firm charged with the financing and construction of the Bolova-Ifulan-Mbango stretch of road in the South region has been urged to begin work as soon as all the necessary paperwork of the project has been finalized. Public Works Minister Emmanuel Nganu Jumesi gave the instruction while chairing a ceremony to sign a commercial agreement with the Director General of ECO SA, Constantin Amuzu. The Bolova-Ifulan-Mbango stretch of road will cover a distance of 60 kilometers and will consist of a 3-meter pavement on both lanes with a modern toll gate. And this press release, the Minister of Finance reminds all taxpayers in the public and private sectors that in application of the provision of law number 2023/019 of December 19, 2023, enacting the finance law of the Republic of Cameroon for the 2024 financial year, certificates of taxes withheld at source and certificates of payment of windscreen licenses are issued exclusively online from the information technology system of the tax administration. To ensure the successful implementation of this reform, which has been in the generalization phase since March 18, 2024, trainings have been progressively provided to taxpayers and the various user manuals regularly published by the tax authorities. Considering the level of dissemination of the reform, the Minister of Finance reminds all withholding taxpayers that the final deadline for filing withholding tax returns via the e-billing platform is July 10th, 2024. Above this deadline, it will be impossible to manually file monthly withholding tax returns on the Harmony platform. Similarly, taxpayers who have been subject to withholding will no longer be able to manually offset the deductions on their monthly tax returns. The Minister of Finance therefore informs taxpayers that a help desk accessible via the Directorate General of Taxation website www.mpo.cm and a direct assistance at their competent tax offices are available to ease the fulfillment of this legal obligation. The Minister of Finance counts on the compliance of all signed. The Minister of Finance, Luc Paul Mutazi. We take you out of the country where Marie Le Pen's far-right National Rally Party in France has made big again in the first round of the parliamentary election that held yesterday, emerging first with 33.4% of the vote. The left-wing coalition New Popular Front came second with 27.9%, while President Macron's Renaissance Party came third with 20.7%. Voter turnout in yesterday's election was the highest ever registered in a parliamentary election in France since 1997. And in sports, six clubs have qualified for the 2024 National Interpols due to take place in Yaoundé this July. Volcano of Noon from the West Region, Union Sportive of Abongbang from the East, Boya United from the Southwest, Options of Bamenda from the Northwest, Girondin Athletics from Adamawa, and Sporting FC from the Far North Region. The Center, Littoral, South and North Regions are still to have a representative for the Elite 2 Championship qualifying tournament. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT This Afternoon Edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's Afternoon Edition.
Connecting people.
A dual military ceremony to award medals and new epaulets to defense and security forces has taken place at the military headquarters brigade in Yaoundé. This follows separate decrees by the President of the Republic and decisions of the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense. The ceremony, void of speeches, was chaired by the minister delegate at the presidency, Joseph Beti Asomo, in the presence of some members of government and the diplomatic corps. Albert Njembonde.
Military tradition was respected with the sounding of the trumpets, the singing of the national anthem, and a review of troops commanded by Colonel André Ekoman Ekoman, Chief of Staff of the Military Headquarters Brigade in Yaoundé, a ceremony made even more special by the significant presence of some members of government and the diplomatic corps, and the conspicuous presence of Philemon Yang, Grand Chancellor of the National Orders, a ceremony also made special by the diversity of the medals awarded, those in the Order of Valor and the Military Cross of the Nation, whose recipients were decorated by the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of Defense, Joseph Beti Asomo. Those in the Order of Merit by members of government, led by the Grand Chancellor of the National Orders. Medals of Valiance by the Secretary of State in charge of the National Gendarmerie, Yves Galax Etoga. A Medal of Sports Merit by the Youth Affairs Minister, Mununa Futsu, and Labor Medals to civilian personnel of the Ministry of Defense by the Minister of Labor and Social Security, Gregoire Owona. Then came the award of epaulets to Defense and Security Forces, following separate decrees of the President of the Republic and ministerial decisions.
I am Lieutenant Colonel Duntu Leonard, the commander of the 10th Fire and Rescue Battalion with command post here in Yaoundé at Mimboman. Today I was distinguished with the Medal of Knight of the National Order of Valor.
The ceremony ended with the traditional march past, highly appreciated by family members of the promoted and a cross-section of the population who came to magnify the sacred bond between the army and the nation.
Albert Njembonde reporting. Similarly, members of the Cameroon National Defence Forces who received epaulets of promotion today in Douala have expressed gratitude to the head of state for the promotion, which they consider an incentive to work harder. The epaulets award ceremony in Douala, coupled with the award of medals of honour to some outstanding military personnel, amongst them Brigadier General Divine Ekongwese, commander of the 2nd Gendarmerie Region, Veronica Benyala.
There were 69 military men and women drawn from all the regiments of the Cameroon military. 35 were officers, 19 sub-officers, and 15 of the rank and file. It was with honor and pride that they offered their shoulders to receive epaulets that define their new ranks in the National Defense Forces. They expressed their gratitude to the head of state, the hierarchy of the Cameroon Defense Forces, and family who have always given their support despite the challenges of their duties. Another highlight of the ceremony was the award of National Medals of Honor to 6 other soldiers. 2 medals in vermeil, 2 in silver, and a medal of public force awarded to the commander of the 2nd Gendarmerie Region, Brigadier General Ekongwese Divine.
I will remain grateful to the head of state and to my bosses who have not relented any efforts to make sure that they give positive appreciation to all what we are doing in the field.
The newly promoted have promised to serve the nation in honor and fidelity. Veronica Benyela, CRTV News, Douala.
Cameroonians willing to take part in forthcoming elections in the country have up to 61 days to get registered on electoral lists for the 2024 voter registration exercise ahead of the deadline for the revision of the electoral register billed for August 31. Cameroon's elections governing body, ILECAM, has been carrying out some groundwork with the aim of ensuring a successful and democratic process in the electoral process. Rigobert Maniga looks at the institution's activities and registration of voters and registration figures of voters since the start of the 2024 revision of electoral registers.
Officials of the elections governing body, Elections Cameroon, have announced significant groundwork, one of which is negotiating with 3 institutions, one of them the European Union, with the aim of receiving assistance that will trigger effective voter registration exercise in the 360 councils across the country. During the second ordinary board meeting of the institution for the year 2024, the board chair, Dr. Eno Abrams Egbe, revealed that 461,559 new voters have filled the electoral lists. This, the official added, brings the total number of registered voters to 7,823,434 pending the cleaning of the electoral roll. A release by ELECAM holds that the overall voter registration exercise has seen increased interest in women, who are numbered 185,542 in the second quarter of the exercise. They now occupy 46.19%, while the youths and persons living with disabilities each represent 35% and 41% of the voter registration exercise. Dr. Eno Abrams Egbe has said the above figures and efforts are commendable, though more is still to be done to bring Cameroonians to the deciding table.
Rigobert Mania reporting. Statistics from Elections Cameroon indicate that over 18,000 potential voters out of the targeted 27,000 have registered on electoral list in the Northwest region ahead of the 2025 presidential elections. Officials of ELECAM say insecurity is a major challenge to the voter registration, pushing them to devise discrete strategies that guarantee safety and security of stakeholders. Kilo Valerie Sala reports from Bamenda.
ELECAM officials in the Northwest, led by the regional delegate Mbo Elvis, have opted for strategies that have not been made public.
We don't like disclosing our strategies because it will be putting our staff at risk, because our strategies involve when and how they move in the field, so exposing them to those who don't want to see them in the field.
Despite the difficult realities, ELECAM has registered what it describes as significant numbers of voters.
This can be broken down to 7,764 Mezam, Donga 2,694, Momo 2,359, Menchum is on 2,034, Boyo is on 1,196, Bui 1,308, and Gokitunja 767.
These figures also mean that the highly insecure divisions like Bui and Gokitunja have the least registered potential voters as Elekem intensifies its discrete enrollment operation ahead of the August 2024 deadline when the ongoing registration period ends. Killer Valerie Salau, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The Minister of Public Works and the Director General of a Togolese road construction company, Seco SA, have sealed a deal for the sourcing of funds and the construction of the Bolovai Fulan Bango Road in the South Region. Minister Emmanuel Nganu Njumesi signed the agreement on behalf of the State of Cameroon, while Constantin Amuzu did for his company. In the following excerpt of an interview, the Director General of Seco SA says his firm will respect the instruction of the Minister of Public Works as soon as paperwork is completed. He spoke to Patience Wingo.
We are here for a commercial contract which will enable us to start mobilizing money found for the project. So we are very happy and we'll do all our best to be on time in terms of bringing money and starting the work. We did our first works in Togo, and after we go outside, we have Ivory Coast, Mali, Guinea-Bissau, Benin, and some other countries. And here, we have 20 years this year, and we did a lot in terms of public work. At least in 1 month, financial issue will be closed. But in terms of starting with the work, maybe in 3 months, to be honest.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. A six-story building that will host the mining department of the Ministry of Mines, Industries and Technological Development has been received today in Yaoundé. While receiving the structure, the acting minister, Fu Callistus Gentry, also installed a committee that will work towards upgrading the data of Cameroon's mining sector. He comes back to the importance of the newly acquired infrastructure and the role of the freshly installed committee.
The Department of Mines, Department of Geology, and the Center for Information on Geology and Mines will be having their bases. It is very important for us to secure our information, and we want especially to thank the Minister in charge of lands for this act, which comes to facilitate a lot of our work. I just installed today a committee that is going to produce us a database that will be a kind of comparative study to show the position of Cameroon vis-à-vis many things, vis-à-vis the potential, vis-à-vis the number of projects going on, our legislation. How does it compare with other countries? How are we doing in relationship to our major competitors?
The acting Minister of Mines, Industries and Technological Development, Fu Callistus Gentry, talking to the CRTV in the following report. Belinda Shu underpins the relevance of data in promoting transparency in the country's mining sector.
Only one out of 55 exploration permits is active in the country, and this is not good enough for the evolution of Cameroon's mining sector, which is one of the pillars for economic emergence by 2035. Hence, the need to resort to exploration by injecting finances therein or giving opportunities for potential explorers to do so through information sharing. The Minister of Mines, Industries and Technological Development hereby puts in place a committee to evaluate Cameroon's mining potential with the goal to classify the country's minerals index, promote governance in the sector, and attract more investors to make mining activities more transparent and competitive. The new infrastructure, with 50 offices, has been put at the disposal of geologists, economists, legal minds and statisticians who will work to provide relevant information on Cameroon's mining map for greater transparency and economic boom. in the sector.
Belinda Shaw, the Minister of Communication, has described Cameroon Tribune as an element of pride and success to Cameroon. Minister Rene Emmanuel Sadi was speaking today in Yaoundé while presiding over the launching of week-long activities to mark the 50th anniversary of the National Bilingual Daily. In attendance was a battery of ministers, diplomats and special guests, among whom the Director General of the CLTV, Charles Ndongo. George Mwam tells us more.
It's been 50 years of editorial, technical and technological transformation of Cameroon Tribune from its humble beginnings on the 1st of July 1974. Over the years, the newspaper has been able to adapt to changes in the media landscape as well as the socio-political environment of Cameroon.
Maurice Kenden for Binek. The beginnings were very difficult. Mounting was really a Stone Age kind of thing. We had to fabricate letters and mount them letter after letter. In the early 80s, we went into these IBM machines that you had to type. They called it composing.
The anniversary is also an opportunity to celebrate the hard work and commitment of successive generations of journalists and staff who are the brain behind its resilience and success story.
Also very exciting ones when we introduced the new logo of Cameroon Tribune in the early 2000. And another very significant moment was negotiations. We had to take off the weekly quotation of the head of state on the front page.
Pioneers of the news organ say the anniversary whips up nostalgic feelings of their past experiences.
Augustin Fogan. I myself joined the crew in January 1981. And by that time, I would work in the afternoon on the stories written by my colleague, journalist reporters, give indications for the printing to transform pictures into printing material.
At 50, Cameroon Tribune has a print run of 25,000 copies daily, a network of 15,000 subscribers, and an online platform for news dissemination.
George Mwam reporting. Readers of one of the several gazettes of the News and Publishing Corporation, Supecam, say they have been keeping themselves informed, especially through Cameroon Tribune. Patience Wingo in the following report puts together some of their views.
The bilingual news daily, Cameroon Tribune, is the oldest publication of the News and Publishing Corporation, SOPECAM, with others like Nyanga Magazine and the English newspaper Cameroon Insider coming after. Cameroon Tribune, to most administrators, has been a constant source of information. Jean-Marc Afessing Bafo, member of the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism, attests.
For much of my student or academic life and professional life, Cameroon Tribune has helped shape a lot of my views on a number of issues, spanning from political to cultural to sports and even to international relations. I go to Cameroon Tribune at least thrice or four times a week to get inspired.
CRTV's editorialist Samuel Bokuba, presenter of CRTV's flagship magazine, Cameroon Calling, says he has been reading Cameroon Tribune for more than 30 years and thinks they could mark their 50 years by making some improvements at the level of their content.
I've been reading Cameroon Tribune since 1980 and I find the paper quite useful. However, they could do better by being bolder and even critical in their depth and scope of reporting to satisfy the varied and changing tastes and expectations of its readership.
So Peckham's different publications cover a wide range of societal issues that positively impact national life through information dissemination.
Patient Wingo, the Minister of Public Health has announced that no recent cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in Cameroon and has urged the population to continue taking preventive measures to avoid a resurgence of the virus. Speaking on one of CRTV's flagship programs, Le Matinee de la CRTV, Minister Manauda Malashi stressed the importance for all travelers arriving from abroad to fill out identification forms at airports, noting that COVID-19 testing is being reintroduced at this entry point. Rita Yosubom interviewed Minister Manauda Malashi after the program, and here is what he had to say.
According to the aim of this visit, I will say that we just come to give more explication after our communique. Around us, In Occidental African countries, we have the resurgence of COVID cases. So we have to be vigilant. We have to return to our health measures, wear our masks, wash our hands, and avoid all pathologies. We have done so many tests in our airports and in our hospital. Until now, we don't have any case of COVID-19, and we are happy with that. We are going to reinforce these public health measures.
The Minister of Public Health, Manauda Malashe, talking to the CRTV. Orange Cameroon has partnered with officials in the Garuwatu Council area to plant close to 5,000 trees as their own contribution to the fight against climate change. During the tree planting exercise, officials of Orange Cameroon expressed their solidarity and concern to beautifying the environment for the population of Garuwa. Details with Mary Mercy Ashu Nyabuyu in Garuwa.
Orange Cameroon is again on its environmental crusade, this time in the Garuwatu Council area, joining the council officials in planting some 5,000 trees to fight the effects of climate change. With the necessary tools, mobilization and follow-up, the mangrove areas of Garuwatu that sits on a surface area of 250 hectares should be transformed into sheds that can restore the ecosystem and stabilize rising temperatures and floods in Garuwa. Justo Ependumbe is communication representative for Orange Cameroon and Mathilde Mambo, human resource officer for Orange Cameroon.
At Orange Cameroon, we are convinced that trees serve as shelter against the sun and the devastating effects of climate change. So, planting trees is indispensable for a healthy environment.
Laisser un environnement sain.
It is important to know that in the Engage for Change project, in Orange Cameroon, we promote our staff to be volunteers and support in our project.
Also present during the tree planting exercise was a divisional officer for Garuwatu, Nestor Dim, who saluted the strides made by Orange Cameroon during the operation.
It's very hot in Garuwa, so we need to plant trees. The initiative taken by the Garuwatu Council and Orange Cameroon is laudable.
Engage for Change is thus the slogan adopted by Orange Cameroon as it seeks to realize its goals of one house, one tree in the near future. The tree planting exercise is an extension of activities to mark the World Environment Day and the International Day to fight desertification and dryness in the Sudano-Sahelian regions of Cameroon. Mercy Ashunyabe, CLTV News, Garuwa.
And on to sports. Volcan of Noon from the West, Union Sportive of Abombang from the East, Boya United from the Southwest region, Option Sport of Bamenda from the Northwest, Shironde Athletic from the Adamawa, and Sporting FC from the Far North are the six clubs already qualified for the 2024 National Interpol. And if report that follows, Harrison Ashu Tiko says plans are underway for the representative of the center region to be known in the days ahead.
The news of the postponement of the 2024 National Interpols from the 1st to the 15th of July to the same date in August by FECA Foot will go a long way to help the Central Regional Mini Interpols tournament that has not started due to in-house fighting in the regional league. This has affected the regional league as round one matches are expected to end this Monday. The delay caused by grievances from clubs in the likes of Vangde Tudi has affected the calendar of the league. However, officials of the Central Regional League of FECA Foot have promised to kickstart the mini interpools tournament as soon as possible. The competition will be made up of two groups drawn from the 10 divisions of the region. The winner of the tournament will represent the Central Region in the 2024 National Interpols, scheduled for August in Yaoundé.
CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka. And be here now with a summary of the news in the French language with Malice Natasha Mbang.
Bon après-midi à tous. Promotion au grade supérieur dans les forces de défense nationale. Plusieurs personnes officiers, plusieurs personnels officiers, non officiers et militaires de rang ont reçu de nouveaux attributs à Yaoundé. Le ministre délégué à la présidence chargée de la défense, Joseph Betty Assomon, a présidé à la dite cérémonie à la cour d'honneur de la brigade du quartier général. C'était au titre du 20 mai 2024 et du second semestre de cette même année. À 2 mois de la fin de la campagne annuelle des inscriptions sur les listes électorales de l'année 2024 qui s'achève le 31 août prochain, ELECAM, l'organe en charge des élections, fait état de plus de 7 millions d'électeurs potentiels déjà enregistrés sur les listes électorales sous réserve du toilettage. Depuis janvier 2024, ELECAM a déjà enrôlé plus de 460 Camerounais, parmi lesquels 373 personnes vivant avec un handicap. Une belle avancée selon les organisations non gouvernementales qui continuent de multiplier les efforts pour inscrire le plus grand nombre. Les acteurs politiques, quant à eux, sont engagés sur le terrain de la sensibilisation et appellent à une synergie d'action pour booster ces chiffres. Le contrat commercial pour la construction de la route Ebolova et Fulan Mbango dans la région du Sud a été signé ce matin à Yaoundé entre le ministre des Travaux publics et le président directeur général de l'entreprise SECO. Le ministre Emmanuel Nganou Djoumessi a exigé à l'entreprise togolaise de mettre à disposition du gouvernement un planning de mobilisation des ressources financières avec des indications sur le début effectif des travaux. 50e anniversaire du quotidien Cameroun Tribune. La cérémonie officielle de lancement des activités y relatives est présidée par le ministre de la Communication, René-Emmanuel Sadi, tutelle technique de la SOPECAM, accompagné de plusieurs membres du gouvernement. Porté sur les fonts baptismaux un lundi 1er juillet 1974, le quotidien Cameroun Tribune exposera pendant une semaine les différentes étapes traversées de la naissance à cet âge d'or. En sport, dans la région du centre, c'est cette semaine que l'on pourrait assister au démarrage du tournoi régional appelé à désigner le représentant de la région au tournoi d'accès en Elite 2. En attendant, l'heure est au rattrapage des rencontres en retard de la phase aller du championnat de deuxième division régionale. Fin du condensé des nouvelles du 3PM. Merci d'avoir écouté. Nos programmes se poursuivent.